Hi guys, so as I told you guys, I wanted to do something for you because I hit like 100 followers, and for the meantime, I realized that I'm not exactly a voice actress yet, but I think I'm more of a storyteller. So this is how this is gonna go. I'm gonna tell everything that's going to happen, but you can't come because I don't want you to, and I don't wanna hear you begging because you will only come when I decide you to. So, since people say that I have a sultry voice and they would like to see me being a femdom, this is what is going to happen. You're gonna lay down in the bed. You're gonna blindfold yourself, get totally naked, and wait for me. You're gonna wait as long as I want you to. So go on, take your clothes off, put any kind of blindfold in your eyes, and lay down in the bed on your back and wait for me. You know you wanna do this for me because you just love the anticipation. You love the uncertainty that you don't know what I'm gonna do with you. Because you know there's even a possibility of me not even showing up and you staying in bed all night just waiting for me, because you know it's worth it just waiting for me. Yes, lay there. And listen to me. Listen to my footsteps on the floor as I walk in. Your body reacts instantly with my presence on the room. You can feel the air shifting since I arrived. And you keep trying to guess what I'm gonna do next. But all I can say is, good boy. And I stayed there, looking at you. When you start to hear the ruffling of my clothes as I take them off, as I take my shirt, then my skirt, and my shoes, then you feel my weight shifting the bed, and then you grab the sheets, because you know I'm close to you, and with my index finger, I place it on the bottom lip, and then I start to drag down your chin, down your neck, across your chest, down your belly, and then I stop. You whimper as I stop and do not move. You've been wanting me to touch you the whole day. And now I'm here. And I'm just using one finger on your body. And I keep tracing down your hips, down your thighs, on top of your knees, and on your inner thighs, I apply more pressure and go even slower. When I get to your crotch, I stop again, and before you could whimper, I give you a small peck on the neck. You can see me shifting my weight on the bed. And then you can feel that I'm on top of you, but not ever touching your skin with mine. You feel the heat of my body on yours. I lean close to your ears. I lick it and say, "You are mine." You dig your hands even deeper on the sheets because you know you cannot touch me. Even though you want it so bad to feel the warmth of my skin on your hands, the locks of my hair on your fingers, the sweetness of my lips on your lips. But you can't help it. Still beg to be inside of me. Then I put one of my hands on your throat and press it. And then I give you a small kiss on your lips. I take your blindfold and pull it up. But I tell you not to open your eyes yet. I give a kiss on each eye. Now you can open your eyes, baby. You look at me and you look so needy. I smile and then I put one leg on each side of yours. And then I slowly sit on top of you. My good boy is so big. You like when I moan. You like hearing me moan, don't you? Then you start to beg me again to come. Mm. Okay, baby. You can come for me. Come on, baby. Come for me. Come. Yes. That's it, baby. Come for me. That's it. That's my goodbye. Yes. Well, that's it. So this is probably gonna be my first audio, even though I have no idea what this is. I just felt inspired and I wanted to try. So yeah, thank you for 100 followers and more. And I hope this audio finally ends my fear of posting audios here. And I hope you guys like it. And I don't know. I just want to feel inspired again and do more audios for you guys. Thank you and bye.